Hard to believe, isn't it? Hard to believe, isn't it? Now, in 18 years. 18 years since I took my mother to the dentist. And was driving home to drop her off when I started hearing special reports on the radio about attacks in New York. I dropped her off and I saw the television. I watched the second plane hit the World Trade Center live on TV. Things you will always remember. That's coming up tomorrow. We're getting a couple of very special guests for you tomorrow. First responders that were at the scene. So put that down in your notes. Tell your friends. Going to the mailbag here for a moment. Dennis writes, Steve, if you look at anyone born from 1995 on, they have zero idea of what was really lost on 9/11. They have zero idea of what was really lost on 9/11. The total loss of rights. Total government control. They have no idea what was lost. And the propaganda that is spread by the government-generated news and information systems for their wrong way of thinking. Why the young people believe the communist way is the good way. It's what they've been told over and over and over for their entire lives. Dennis, thank you for dropping me the line, or Denny, whatever you prefer. You can always drop me a line here. Go to stevegruber.com, stevegruber.com. Drop me a note. Always interested in your feedback here. And again, tomorrow, the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. And here's another question for you when you're going to drop me a note. Is it time to leave Afghanistan altogether? We've been there for 18 years, just shy now. 18 years we've been in Afghanistan. I believe the public sentiment is it's time to leave, time to go. But every time the president wants to leave, he gets told we have to stay because Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, or as Barack Obama used to say, the Taliban, will reconstitute, reform, and reinvent itself to attack us all over again. But at some point, America has to come home. We've been on the Korean Peninsula for 70 years, and Germany just as long. We have bases all over this planet now that, for many regards, are obsolete. Why do you need those military bases all over the world when you can do so much with technology, with drones and satellites and all the computer-guided missiles and ordinances that we have today? Why do we have to be all these places? And the answer is, with current technology, we don't. And yet there we are. What is it, 2,300 servicemen and women that have died in Afghanistan? A couple in the last week. I ask myself, why are we still there? And what are we getting out of it? What is the, well, in business, they say the grief to green ratio, which basically how much grief for how much payoff. And that I would ask about these wars we're in. What is the grief to green ratio here? What are we putting in? What's the grief we're getting for doing this? And what's the return on our investment? What are we getting out of it? Anything? I could say goodbye to Afghanistan along with a lot of other Americans today, I believe. You could leave a small force there to make sure we keep terrorists in our sights and hopefully under control. You'll lose some members of the military. It's inevitable. You can't go through unscathed. It's not going to happen. You're going to lose a few along the way. And if you understand and accept that, then okay, then you can move forward. If you don't accept that, then you're fooling yourself. Then you're fooling yourself. Real quickly about the economy, Steve Mnuchin, appearing on Fox Business, once again defending the administration's handling of the economy. Of course, the economy, one of the main talking points now for this political cycle. It would seem that Democrats and, well, their public relations arm in the major media outlets are rooting for the economy to turn south, to take a dive, to go into a full-blown recession. That would make, well, it would make Democrats and others very happy, Elizabeth Warren among those. But Steve Mnuchin says the economy is looking good, and it will be looking good for some time. It's bite number three from Steve Mnuchin. I want you to hear this. Bite number three. Go. Bite number three, please.
The president's economic plan of tax cuts, regulatory relief, and trade are really what's driving the U.S. economy. I don't see in any way a U.S. recession. I think if you look at interest rates, I think what you see is both in terms of long-term interest rates, which are a historic low, which is good for the economy. I think you see that on a relative basis, we're still high relative to the rest of the world on interest rates. And you also see the market's expectation of the Fed doing rate cuts. So I don't in any way think that the yield curve reflects a recession. And as far as we see, very healthy, robust growth for the balance of the year.
There you go. Robust growth for the balance of the year. Now, this comes at a time, and of course, that's what he's supposed to say. He's not going to go out there and say, well, the economy looks pretty bad. It comes at a time when a lot of folks are taking shots at the economy. A lot of folks saying, well, the yield curve says this or that. Let me give you a little clue about that yield curve. The average amount of time between a yield curve inversion and the beginning of a recession is something on the order of 560 days, a year and a half or more. So with the yield curve inversion that happened, what, a week ago? That would mean a recession would happen sometime March, April 2021, if it comes at all. If it comes, because some say it wasn't inverted long enough for it to make a valid indicator of a recession. It was inverted so briefly, it's your money, man. You invested however, it's your money. I'm not going to tell you how to invest or what to do, but you've got probably a year and a half. Could happen tomorrow. It's 51 after the 10th of September, a Tuesday. Some final thoughts for hour number two right after this.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
All right, I've gone through all the tracks, just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching at my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.